Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Patrick Stedman, state senator from Colorado. What was the culture like towards cannabis before legalization, and then now that it's been legalized for a few years?
Well, yeah, I've lived in Colorado since 1975, and so I think I'm a pretty good judge of what the culture here has been like and what it is now. Prior to the legalization of marijuana, Colorado always sort of stuck out in statistics as being a state with a pretty high or prevalent usage of marijuana amongst the population. I think, you know, on a per capita consumption basis, we were one of the states that was, you know, had more marijuana consumers than other states, which is one of the reasons why people think the legalization measure passed so handily here. But as an observer, I don't know that a lot has changed pre and post legalization. I mean, sure, now there are marijuana dispensary businesses, you know, that are along Main Street here in different towns of Colorado. There are grows that are happening. There's an industry that is quickly taking off. But I don't know that our culture has necessarily changed in the state because of this. I don't think societal attitudes have changed a great deal. And by and large, now that we're, you know, a couple of years into our experiment with legalization, I think most people would admit that really it hasn't gone that badly, and that a lot of the things people were afraid of really have not come to pass.
I'd like to ask you about some of the industry in just a moment, but when I was in Fort Collins talking to some people, they mentioned, I believe, that Loveland was either going to vote dispensaries out or not have dispensaries there. I know Grand Junction does not allow dispensaries within their city limits. So when people hear that it's legalized in Colorado, do municipalities have the option to say, you know, we want to be a dry county? Like, I suppose in the Southern Prohibition days, where I think some Kentucky states still do not allow, or counties still don't allow alcohol. Does Colorado have something like that?
That's correct. There is a local option that was built into the constitutional amendment that legalized marijuana use and possession that lets cities and counties determine whether they want to license businesses to be located in their jurisdictions. Use and possession are legal throughout the state within the limits that are set out in the Constitution, but it's the businesses and licensing the business operations that local communities have a choice over.
How about some of those ancillary service businesses that have maybe stemmed out or butted out from, no pun intended, by the way, I didn't mean to do that, that has kind of shot out from this industry? Are you seeing quite a number of those, or are they exaggerated in the media?
No, actually, the legalization of marijuana has allowed an industry to grow up here in Colorado, and it's, you know, there are both direct and indirect jobs that have been created. There are warehouses all over town here in Denver that have been converted into grow operations. And actually, if you've ever toured one of these, it's very impressive the amount of technology and science that goes into the cultivation and growing of a high-yield marijuana crop. A lot of recycling of energy and water that takes place. There's a lot of jobs for electricians and, you know, carpenters and people that help convert these old warehouses into grows. There's been a lot of jobs created directly in the industry, and then a lot of indirect jobs from ancillary businesses that support the marijuana cultivation operations. And whether that's, you know, HVAC and heating and cooling and lighting and electricity to run these grow houses, or whether it's security firms, or we have some pretty strict regulatory requirements on the businesses for seed to sale tracking of every single marijuana plant, a lot of high-tech databases and computer programs that go into that inventory management system. It's created a lot of jobs. One of the things we did this year in the legislature is we actually passed a law that creates a new class of licensure for marijuana licensed businesses for people just to be transporters and to safely transport products from one grow operation to various retail dispensary outlets, and to allow, you know, growers to have their product sold in more dispensaries than just they're associated with right now. And so having a licensed system of companies that just transport the product in a secure manner is something that the legislature addressed this year. It's just another example of the kind of jobs that have been created by the legalization movement.
That's rather interesting to me. And talk to me a little bit about that, I guess the genesis of that. Is that something where the regulation had to step in, or is that something where the industry was being proactive on?
That was something proactive from the industry, the desire to create these transport licenses. When we first implemented regulations for medical marijuana dispensaries, the state law required vertical integration where the same grower sold their product at their own store. And there was very limited opportunities to wholesale your product to other retail outlets. That has slowly changed under our new recreational marijuana laws, and there is a lot more wholesaling between cultivators to other retail outlets, to other dispensaries, as a market, you know, a place to market their products. And so there's a lot more transporting the products around. You know, there's also the transport of, you know, raw cannabis to businesses that make concentrates, hash oils or other kinds of concentrates, or that are making infused products, edible products. And, you know, they use a lot of trim and other parts of the plant that aren't necessarily sold to the consumer for smoking. They use those to produce concentrates and infuse edible products, and all of that production requires quite a bit of transportation, of moving the product around and then moving the edible products to retail. And so that's something that the industry asked for. There's a niche that's being created for just companies that just want to be in the business of transporting the stuff, not necessarily growing it or producing edible products or other kinds of products with it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Patrick Stedman, state senator from Colorado, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.